From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Guy Raz, in for Andrea Seabrook. Big drama today in the battle to seat the delegations of Florida and Michigan at this summer's Democratic Convention. The party's Rules Committee has been meeting all day here in Washington. It's been debating how to deal with the primary votes in Florida and Michigan. Those states violated party rules when they moved their primaries up, and so their delegates were barred from the convention. Well, a decision has been made, and NPR's David Green is at that meeting. He joins us now. David, what's the committee decided?
Well, they finally came to a decision, Guy, after a long, long day. And you really felt like all the weight of this long Democratic primary season just suddenly just was weighing down this Washington hotel today. So the committee took several votes, and they ultimately decided that they were going to reinstate the delegates that they stripped away from both Florida and Michigan. Those two states moved up their primaries, and the Democratic Party punished them for doing that. But they're reinstating them at just half strength. So both of these states will have delegates there at the convention, not the same vote as the other state, but it was a compromise. But it seems like the fight may still go on. Not everyone's happy.
Now, Hillary Clinton won in both of these states. Of course, Senator Obama was not on the ballot in one of the states. What does this mean for Senator Clinton? What does she gain from this?
Well, she never expected to get enough delegates to really come close to Barack Obama. That was never really up for discussion. She came in here. Her campaign is not thrilled with the votes the way they went. She picked up maybe a couple dozen delegates in a net gain today over Obama, but she still remains somewhere in the neighborhood of 175 delegates behind. Now the question is, how do people interpret this, especially these all-important superdelegates who still have some votes out there, they're undecided, and what the Clinton campaign is hoping, their last desperate hope, is that now that the party has decided to give some legitimacy back to these races in Florida and Michigan, will people look at her popular vote numbers in those two states? Mm-hmm. She won the popular vote. She's been talking about that. It's possible she might, point to the fact that she's ahead in popular vote or try to make that argument. So that's the sort of thing we'll have to look to. She was never going to catch up, so to speak, in the delegate race.
Well, how has the Clinton camp responded to the decision made by the Democratic National Committee?
It was really interesting. I mean, this day began with the DNC chairman, Howard Dean, talking about party unity and wanting to walk out of this hotel, really feeling like everyone was wearing, as one person put it, the same blue jersey at the end of today. And the Clinton campaign really did not seem happy with the decision on Michigan. And Michigan was a little different than Florida. Barack Obama, as you said, wasn't on the ballot in Michigan. And so the committee decided to use this formula that basically awards Barack Obama a number of delegates. A few of them actually ones that Hillary Clinton would have had based on voting. So it's awarding some delegates to him. And the argument from the Clinton campaign is since he wasn't on the ballot, since voters only voted for, uncommitted, he shouldn't have gotten any delegates given to him. So the Clinton campaign not satisfied at all. And Harold Ickes, one of Hillary Clinton's advisors who actually sits on the committee, gave a really passionate, sort of angry speech at the end of this meeting saying this is not what party unity is all about. And he even said Hillary Clinton has said she's ready to take this fight to the next level, to the party's credentials committee.
And David, briefly, in the remaining seconds we have, is it possible that these decisions might be appealed by the campaigns or by the states involved?
Absolutely. I mean, there are other platforms such as that credentials committee, which would be the next step. And that appears the most likely scenario, that if Hillary Clinton decides to take this fight on, she would take it to that next level and appeal it there. It could go all the way to the convention, but we'll have to see.
Amazing. It's a fierce battle, isn't it?
Never end.
NPR's David Green, thanks so much.
Thank you, Guy.